Focused.
That's right. We're back. We're finally back. It's our birthday. Look, we got confetti.
Oh, shit. It's our birthday. That's right. I'm T.
Wow. I'm AJ Twist. This is episode 218.
Hey, we got Wags visiting us for once in a long while. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
It's been that long. He's on the show
like
recently.
3 weeks ago? I missed 2 Thursdays in a row, I think. Maybe 3 Thursdays.
So that would be 5 weeks now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Slugma episode.
All right.
What Slugma?
218. Episode 218. The Slugma episode. The lava Pokemon.
Okay, fine.
I thought that would be Magmar, but I guess that's Slugma.
Sure.
Okay. He's lava.
I'll take.
And
I'll accept
slug.
It.
I'll take that.
He's what?
He's a lava and a slug. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then he turns into what? Escargot or something?
No. Escargot.
What was?
Macargo.
Macargo.
I mean, that's close. I mean, that's probably where the name came from, actually.
It is where the name came from.
But yeah, episode 218, which is funny because today is April 18th, 2019. We started the show February 18th, 2008. And now it's episode zero. That's the night we just, like, let's just do a podcast. Let's just do it. And we recorded just a random shit. And it was forever.
Yeah, damn. And there
was,
we go.
It was not well put together.
It was, yeah. We're not going to say much about that.
And now it's episode zero. Episode one happened on 420.
Episode zero was when Evangelion, right? Dubbing Evangelion? Was that episode zero?
That wasn't even an episode.
Is that when we just talked about it?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. We just happened to do it like on just out of this randomness, too.
That's crazy. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us for Unfocused. Don't forget that we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Also, afterwards, you can check us out on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcasts.
Yep. Like, comment, subscribe our YouTube channel there. And of course, this is a Collision 28 production. And we'll start off with Unfocused
Weeks. Months.
Months, I guess. It's been a couple of weeks. It hasn't been that long.
Like three?
You want to start us off? Because you were not even in this country.
Yeah. I was actually in Japan.
Fuck.
And while I was in Japan, I went to this crazy... So Tokyo Tower, you know, that's the biggest fucking tower in Japan.
As it should be, with that name.
Was temporarily turned into One Piece Tower. Whoa. While I was there of all time.
Oh, that's crazy.
Only until April 31st.
Oh, cool.
And it had like three floors of like One Piece shit. First, there's like One Piece shit to buy, then like a One Piece movie, like a little mini movie that was in a 360 theater. So it was all around you.
That's cool.
And it was a combination of the anime and the manga because it made the manga move like the anime and shit. It was really...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was all black and white, but then you see them like moving and shit.
Yeah.
Like they like cut out animation almost.
Yeah.
And they put the English voices, I mean the Japanese voices from them in the background, and the shit was pretty dope. It had all kinds of cool shit.
That's cool.
They had little mini games, like fun games for kids, like, they had a Zoro sword game. They had like a haunted house for Brook for all the different One Piece characters. So that was pretty dope. I had a lot of fun there.
That's cool.
Other things I did, went to Akihabara, did a lot of shopping for some friends. Went to the Final Fantasy cafe room. It was called Oezuru room or something like that. But
it's the
nice.
Monkey, right?
Yeah. I don't know exactly. I forget. But I got this for Mary. I got her like this black maid shirt that she was looking for.
Mm.
And then I just saw some cool, like, they had these little metal pins for each type of person you are, you know, like thief, assassin, caster, you know, all the different
types.
Oh,
like RPG characters.
Yeah, for Final Fantasy specifically. Oh. Damn, I didn't bring it in here. I'll bring it in here in a little bit, maybe after the break or something. But yeah, I got myself a little pin, and that was it over there. I got myself the fucking Psycho Pass soundtrack, which I've been trying to find for a long time. You cannot buy this shit digitally online. I had to go to Japan. Go to three fucking stores because two stores were sold out.
Oh, of course.
And then one store had one fucking copy left.
Wow.
No joke. One fucking copy.
That's crazy.
I was like, wow. I'm like, yeah, give me that shit. That's fine. I can't believe you only have one left. Like,
did you go to Tower Records?
No, I didn't get a chance to go to Tower Records. I wanted to. I couldn't make my way there.
Because I saw Steve went there. I was like, what the fuck? Tower Records exists still in Japan?
Yeah, it's still there. Remember, I always brag about it every time I go there.
That's
I wanted
funny.
To go again, but
I usually go there, though.
I usually go every time. This is the first time I didn't go to Tower Records. But it's okay. I still got my Psycho Pass CD, so I'm cool with that. Other things than that...
Wasn't it Cherry Blossom Season 2?
Yeah, we saw the Cherry Blossom.
You got to see that?
That shit was dope. Cool. It was crazy everywhere. It was so insane looking. some crazy ass shit happened in One Piece, but I can't tell you guys because it's gonna be a spoiler. So I'll see it. But it was so big.
Kind of give me the gist of what happened, or I guess you can't, huh?
I want to, but I can't, dude. It'll fuck it up for anyone who hasn't seen it or is still watching the English version.
You can just say what it was without telling what it was actually the content of it.
No, I can't.
That was a cool story when you told me.
No, you can understand. You can't say anything about it. But I will say whatever happened.
Hey, we got spoiler music.
Showed up in the real Japanese newspaper.
Yeah, showed exactly. That's what I was talking about. That
showed up in the real Japanese because it was that big of a deal character had a new bounty, and the bounty was in the fucking newspaper like it was a real headline.
Yeah. It was fucking. That's what I wanted you to mention. Was that?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. I was like, whoa! You can't even get a copy of it.
They take their manga seriously out there.
That's well, that one's no One Piece. One Piece is taken seriously over there because One Piece is their shit. That's like the number one thing out there. Nothing is as epic and long as One Piece. Besides Dragon Ball, but they don't find the story as interesting. One Piece is pretty, like, plot twisty, you know?
Yeah, Dragon Ball's really straightforward.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, you know? One Piece, you really don't know what's going to happen. I always say it's like the Game of Thrones of anime. But, yeah, so it was a really cool time over there. Cool time to be there.
Nice.
Other than that, I think that's the main stuff. I saw Justice League versus the Fatal Five, the animated movie. That was really good. I saw Shazam, the live-action movie. That was also really fucking good. I really liked everything about it. It felt good, it felt adventurous, and it felt fun. I recommend it to everybody who likes superhero movies at all, especially if you like 90s superhero movies, because it feels like a 90s superhero movie done right. You know, like with the good graphics and attention to detail, but just like but also basic and very simple. Like, you're not going to come out talking about theories and things missed and all that shit like that. You're never going to do that. Like, you know, but it's still really good, though. You enjoy it the whole way through. But, yeah, so those are the main things I've been up to. Playing Soul Calibur, learning a new character. I'm not going to talk about who. And then, yeah, that's all. AJ?
Nice. So I was also in Tokyo, Little Tokyo. Downtown LA.
little big Tokyo, as we like to call it, you know? Little big Tokyo.
So Kugu's asking, were you there when they announced the new name of the new era in Japanese calendar?
No, I don't think I knew about that.
That's interesting. I know that was a thing.
Because, yeah, they do make it a new era every few years. I didn't know that was every, like, few decades. I didn't know that was fucking this year.
For the new emperor.
They're talking about we're not gonna talk about that, but no, I didn't know about the name of it, but yeah, I was there for that. That's part of what I was talking about. Anyway, go on. Okay. AJ.
Well, yeah, so I was in Little Tokyo, and we're like in that bookstore where Oda-chan was or is, and I picked up this. I think we talked about it a few shows ago. Splatoon manga.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Right.
Oh wait, you want to know something's gonna make you sad?
No.
Okay, then I won't tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Uniqlo.
I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready? Uniqlo.
Okay.
Japan only.
Yeah.
Splatoon line.
Yeah, no, they had that shit out here too when we had the Nintendo line out here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was some Splatoon shirts.
No, but they're going to have a full Splatoon line.
Oh, man.
Everything is Splatoon.
That's okay. I got one Splatoon shirt. I'm okay.
Okay, cool. I was gonna get you one, but it doesn't start till like the 31st.
Ah, that sucks.
And I was like, fuck, it still hasn't started now, you know, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, that's
cool. Anyway, Splatoon manga.
How is it?
It's pretty fun. It's like definitely takes place for the with the first game, and there's like a lot of mentioning of like, you know, they're doing turf wars and shit. Mm-hmm. They're talking about capturing the middle, and then it's funny because the group the story follows, they're all lower ranked. They're known as the stupid team because everyone's like, oh yeah, it's that stupid group, right? They're lame. And then they're like, they even have their rings, like one's C-, C+, and a B-, and then they roll together. And they're doing turf war tournaments and shit like that. And they all keep on getting against S+ ranked people. Mm-hmm. And they end up kind of winning somehow. And the main character, which they kind of named by their headgear, which this guy's name's Goggles, because he's wearing the goggles.
Oh, okay.
And then there's headphones and bobble hat. And I forgot the other dude. Glasses, I think is probably what his name is. He's looking at his picture right now. But yeah, the goggles fool reminds me of Naruto, where he like, you know, He makes up something stupid and random, but it works, and it fucking everyone's like, "Whoa, that's, like that worked! Like that's amazing!"
Even,
you know,
that's even funnier because Naruto started off with goggles, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the exact theory I thought too.
Damn,
that's why you're reminding me of Naruto as well. But yeah, it's a pretty fun story. Like, and then like just all of the Splatoon references they make, and it's pretty cool. It makes me want to play Splatoon again. That's why I was asking you, Will, like, let's play Splatoon.
Cause oh, I'm down.
I want to play.
Because I've been wanting to play.
It's been forever.
I'm like halfway through it, though. So it's pretty good. Got my Bulbasaur little bookmark there.
How many volumes are there?
I saw four.
Four out? Like
it's, I saw it's four ongoing. There.
Damn, they're already four deep?
Yeah, I saw four out there, but I'm not sure if there's any more than that, though. I haven't looked into it yet. I did. I think I saw a five and a six, I think. I think I went like on Amazon to see if I can find it there. And I think there were more. I think that's what I saw, five and six. It's by Viz Media. Oh, it looks like it is licensed by Nintendo, too. That's cool.
Nice.
But yeah. They can't make mangas and shit without Nintendo's licensing.
Yeah, not with their characters. Also, a lot of Soul Calibur, of course. I have not won the hammer in a while.
Yeah, I also need to re-win that hammer back.
But yeah, just be mixing up shit with Talon and shit. Also, I went to Wednesday Night Fights again last night.
How was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was an interesting time for sure. Like I went there and I didn't get any wins this time. I played characters again, not used to at all. I played Tira, who's a Tira is this one chick named Vanity. Played her as my first round and lost. And then I played what did I play afterwards? Oh, and Amy afterwards, which Amy was okay, but I'm just not used to Amy's bullshit though, and I lost to that too. And then that Tira, she's always there every week. And she's always, like, top somewhere, but not top three at all. Last night, she made it to top three. She got second place last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. She beat BL, Mitsurugi player.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
BL still plays?
Yeah. He was going back and forth between Tekken, though.
Damn.
Which was funny, because since he was playing both tournaments, and he got top three, he's like, oh, shit, I'm top three. So he had to go to the main stage and play up there. And while he was playing...
He had to run back to Soul Calibur?
Yeah, so he was playing his Soul Calibur matches on stage in the main stage. And then the Tekken crew was, like, right next to the Soul Calibur crew there. And then they're all like behind, like, BL, hurry up! Your match! You know, they kept yelling at him. It was funny. They're just fucking with him, though. But he was kind of holding back the tournament a little bit because he needed to play his match.
He had to finish his other match.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
Like, hurry up and lose, BL! It was a good time. We stayed all night to watch the finals because it was pretty interesting seeing BL and Vanity up there playing against Signia, who's a top-tier fucking Yoshimitsu player. We're watching Punisher right now.
New season?
Yeah, the new season.
And?
It's pretty dope. It's definitely intriguing. And usually when Carla likes something a lot, she doesn't want to stop watching it. And we got to a point where we stopped. I was like, did you not like the last episode? What happened in there? Anyway, we started watching other shit. We watched Spider-Verse.
Ooh. Oh, finally.
Yeah, and? Steven hooked it up with Spider-Verse. It was pretty dope. I liked it.
Would you most people say that it's the best Spider-Man movie ever?
I guess it's up there.
What would you say is the best one?
I don't know.
Never thought about that.
No, I never thought about it. No.
I want you to think about it. See if by the end of the episode if you can decide what's the best one.
I think the best one is Civil War. Best Spider-Man movie ever.
No, best Spider-Man movie, jackass. Why are you trying to fuck shit up, man?
No, Spider-Verse is pretty up there.
I want to say a different one, but I really liked Spider-Verse.
It's yeah, good. What I liked about Spider-Verse, too, is that they just dive into what's going on. They don't, like, give you too much of a backstory for all the main villains and all that, because you just got fucking, you know,
you got kind of
bitches
know.
Jumping in there and shit like that. And I was like, oh, shit, I think I know them. Like, Prowler showed up. I was like, okay, I get this because I know the story behind Prowler and,
yeah, you kinda,
and Miles.
From some kind of media, you know about him.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So I didn't have to, and then Kingpin, I just watched fucking so much Daredevil, I know what's going on with Kingpin.
Exactly.
Scorpion doesn't seem like that high level of a threat, so like I didn't really worry about him, but he, like, why is he half machine though? That's what kind of like threw me off.
Yeah, that's the more modern take on him.
All the other Spider-Man thing that showed up though, like I don't know their backstory so much, so, but it was just fun seeing them.
Dude, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. They picked kind of obscure Spider-Man.
Yeah, super, so like I was like what the fuck?
The only one I actually knew was Spider-Man Noir and Spider-Ham. The other ones,
I did not know about them at all.
Yeah,
Spider-Gwen?
No, I didn't know about her. I knew that she existed. I don't know shit about her. I didn't know shit about that manga Spider-Man.
I didn't know about her.
I didn't know shit about Miles Morales. And I didn't know shit about whichever the other one. There's one I'm missing. I didn't know shit about that Spider-Man either. And I'm a big Spider-Man fan.
I definitely want to go back and watch it to see the things that I miss. Like, and you know, how it connects. And like, can we talk about it? Are we good?
Yeah,
the spoilers are all done, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay, it's been a while. So the Peter Parker that died in the beginning, is he the same Peter Parker we know from any other thing that exists? Or
people insist that he's the one from the Sam Raimi shit, because they show him...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So he's Seabiscuit guy.
Yeah, because they show a scene of him kissing Mary Jane upside down. They show him stopping a train.
Yeah. So I was like, those are all movie resins for the original Spider-Man movie.
They killed Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
Basically, yeah, Tobey Maguire, and they killed him. Yeah, right at the beginning. So Kingpin fucking destroys him. I was like, dude, I was also really surprised they showed Kingpin killing him. I was like, whoa, Kingpin just killed Spider-Man on camera. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's funny because Kingpin, like, not that he's not a dangerous villain, but he's not the first villain you think Spider-Man. He's not the first villain that you would ever imagine killing Spider-Man. So when you're watching it, you're kind of like, damn, I kind of underestimate how strong that fool is sometimes. Like,
yeah.
He can fuck shit up. Like,
what's crazy, though, is like, that means that Miles Morales exists in that Sony Spider-Man universe.
Maybe, yeah.
According to the way that worked out.
It does mean that.
Or is this a continuation of that series?
Yeah, who knows?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And I sort of liked about
and
it.
And don't forget, just... in that Venom movie, they said in another universe.
True, that too, yeah.
So that means that shit is in the same universe as the Venom world.
So maybe it is.
Mm. Well, anyway, but yeah. Anyways, yeah. Anything else on your focus week?
I feel like there was one other thing. Oh, yeah, so I play DDR. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah?
I had this song in my... Oh, no, actually, I didn't have it in my head. I just randomly...
Was it Dive?
I opened... No, it wasn't Dive. I know I always pass through Dive. But there are certain tracks that I don't have in Step Mania that exist only on PlayStation versions. And I forgot about a couple of them, but there's a few that I wanted to play again that I just couldn't get unless I go and make the steps myself or go find a website. And then I opened Spotify, which I didn't know I had a long time ago. And apparently, it took my old... iTunes playlist that I made like years ago that I have lost already, and for some reason Spotify had that playlist in there. I was like, that's fucking weird, let's go through this. And one of the first songs that came up was a song I completely forgot existed, which will be my music of the week tonight, so spoiler, but it's a, but it's a DDR track, and okay. I was like, I need to go find this shit. And then I remembered a couple like months ago, I saw someone, I had another DDR track I played on for music of the week, the Mario dance mix, Pipe Pop. And I remember I saw it on a YouTube video, and I left a message on that YouTube video saying, oh man, where'd you get this from? Can I still get it somewhere? And the guy from that video, he actually messaged me back and said, yeah, there's this website you can go. And I went to that website the other night, and I found all the tracks that I was looking for right there. All in one package too, which is crazy. I downloaded the whole package on accident. I just wanted one track, but it gave me the whole pack, and it had a lot of songs I wanted in there. I was like, that's fucking crazy. So I played a lot of those tracks this morning. Also, I modded my arcade stick. I got a blue light up button on there now, and I added a foot pedal. Have you seen the foot pedal yet, T? Yeah.
What foot pedal? Oh, yeah. You showed me last time.
Oh, yeah, I did. I think you
fought me with it for a second.
Yeah, I did. I'm not used to using it yet.
That's difficult.
Rock Band foot pedal, right?
Yeah, I modded a Rock Band foot pedal. I didn't actually mod it. I just plugged it in. But I modded my stick to take plugins, the same type of plug-in as a
so you can guard foot with pedal. Leg.
Yeah, and I wired it to guard, or what would be X normally, on a PlayStation controller. And yeah, it's my guard button. So when my arm gets tired, because I know I got arm issues... I remember one night I was like blocking so much that my thumb was hurting. Like my arm was hurting from my thumb pressing guard so much. That's why I decided to do that, just in case.
That's why.
Okay. That's why I brought it out today, because my arm was fucking with me today too. But that's a fun little thing. It's hard to get used to though. I did GI a couple times with against Wags.
More than a couple times.
You were
GI
with it?
I GI'd with it. You just kept doing it. I was like, what the fuck?
I wasn't using foot pedal for all that, for that one match though.
Okay.
But some of the other times I did do it.
Damn, GIing with the foot pedal.
Yeah. Anyways, Wags?
Okay, my turn. First of all, I was trying to remember when you were going to go to Japan, because I wanted to give you money for that Optimus Prime from 7-Eleven. Totally forgot about it. It was like $80 at 7-Eleven.
You should have just told me. I would have done it. Like, you didn't have to give me money. You could have just told me while I was there.
I'm trying to remember when you were going to go. I didn't know so soon. It's like $140 if I buy it from any website now, which fucking sucks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Damn it, I missed out on it. My week. I did a lot of things, actually. I bought the Power Ranger game.
Oh, really?
$20.
$20.
The phone one?
How many characters are in it?
There's like 8 or 6. It's very small.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very small.
What'd you get it on?
PlayStation 4.
Okay, cool.
I played it for... Honestly, I played it for about maybe like 20, 30 minutes. I played a few ranked matches.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone that had literally just picked up the game, like I did pretty all right.
Nice.
It's weird. It's like 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Which playing it, I don't think it should be 3-on-3. I think if anything it should be 1-on-1 or at the most 2-on-1.
Yeah, I think it's weird to have a team matchup for Power Rangers, especially with that small-ass roster.
Yes, the roster's too small for it, and the gameplay itself doesn't feel like it really warrants 3v3. It's like not fast-paced enough for that.
Oh, it's not fast enough, huh?
Like when I think 3-on-3, I think like, you know, Marvel's Capcom.
Like crazy.
Or DBZ.
Crazy speed, like, yeah, really fast games. But this game isn't fast enough to really be a 3-on-3.
So when you say you took to it early, do you think it was because you were used to the style, or do you feel like it was too easy of a game to understand?
I think I'm too used to the style of...
Okay, like 3v3.
Yeah, 3v3, yeah.
Especially since you play a lot of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it felt too slow for a 3-on-3. I really like the Black Ranger. He's called the Black Sentry, though, so it's, I don't think it's like the original Black Ranger.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's not Zack? It's not Adam?
It's not Adam, no. It's somebody else.
How can you not be Zack or Adam and call yourself the Black Ranger?
He's a Black Sentry.
I mean, there's other Black Rangers that exist in the future. They're not the but he's a Mastodon, though, which is weird, though. So, like, I wonder when that happened.
And his mask doesn't have a mouth like the original Power Rangers.
Oh, it's wow,
like
okay. He also has that big-ass vest, too, huh?
He has that, yeah, the tactical vest. Yeah.
Imposter.
But I love his moves, though. He uses his axe...
Gun thing.
He's just like blasting shit.
Yeah,
he sounds like Zack/Adam. What the fuck?
He's dope though. I was really enjoying playing with him, but I really didn't understand the specials or the ultimate attacks. They're weird. You call your Zord, but your Zord just comes in for like a quick attack, like a foot stomp or a slash, and then it's gone. Like it didn't feel like a special. It didn't feel like a super.
Kind of remember.
Maybe that doesn't look flashy enough. Probably
it's not flashy.
Yeah, because I seen cutscenes. Because I seen like the Dragon Zord shit where the hand comes out and the missiles shoot, and then a second later you see the missiles coming down to the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't look flashy enough though.
Yeah, and it didn't. You know, I don't know how you could connect that. I saw people do it, and I was easy, just ready to block it.
Like, probably takes a lot of forethought, like a lot of strategizing beforehand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I guess I haven't played enough of it, but I mean, I don't regret buying it. You know, I definitely
$20.
$20. That's not bad. If I paid any more, I'd be kind of pissed off. But
for $40, more characters.
3 more characters.
But and then future releases too, I think. No?
And then one of them's not even a character. One's a
skin, right?
A skin for Jason, which is kind of like.
Oh, fuck that! Now they're gonna start playing the skin game. Fuck that shit.
I mean, it looks cool. It's Jason with the dragon armor.
I feel like it's okay to charge you for shit like that when it's a low price game like that. Like $20 is a good entry point to get a feel for it. And then if you like it enough and you want to expand it, then yeah, go and buy more characters and shit like that. But when it's like a fucking $60 game and they start charging you for characters,
yeah, fuck that.
That's like, when it's like, I really gotta like the game to do it.
Yeah, because
like,
I already paid for the start.
Yeah,
$60.
Like Soul, I bought season pass for Soul, by the way.
We love
how much was it?
It was $30.
Fuck. I know Dragon Ball had a season pass for $25. Now they have a season 2 for another $25. I'm like, come on, guys, stop taking my money.
But if it's
they're not going to stop taking your money, by the way.
And I'm going to keep giving it to them like an idiot. Like, I love Dragon Ball. Here, take my money.
I want to get Power Rangers though when it comes out on Steam. It's supposed to be coming out in the summer, but right now it's for all the consoles. So Switch has. I was thinking of getting it on the Switch, but I was like, nah, maybe I'll just wait it out.
Just wait it out.
Yeah, because I want to play on stick, and unless I buy a new stick to play on the Switch with.
Nah.
And I'm not going to do all that.
I'll just bring my PS4 next week.
Although, if I would have gotten Skullgirls, maybe I would have considered it. Anyways, anything else?
I've been playing, what else? I started playing Dead by Daylight. Have you guys heard of that game?
No, what's that?
Have you guys played Friday the 13th?
No.
No? Fuck.
I know about it, though.
Okay. So, it's this game where you're either the killer hunting down...
The prey.
Or you're part of a team of survivors trying to escape the killer.
Sounds like Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. No. Left 4 Dead's more like you're in a team and you're just killing zombies, trying to survive.
Or you're a team of zombies trying to kill the other guys. Yeah.
It's just one killer, one really strong killer, and you can't really beat him. Like, you can't beat this guy. You have to
just get away. It's not about fighting, right?
Yeah. It's about, like, in Friday the 13th, you either have to find a battery and then call the police and then escape out the sides, or fix a car and drive it off the fucking campsite, or fix a boat and, you know, drive it off the campsite.
Yeah, to complete a task in order to escape.
Yes.
And all the pieces for that task are, like, scattered and shit like that.
And meanwhile, you're being chased by the killer.
Yep. And so in Friday the 13th, it's just Jason, and you're chasing camp counselors in this game called Dead by Daylight. It's different kinds of killers with different kinds of abilities, but you can only be one at a time. And a group of survivors that have to fix... The weirdest thing is you have to fix these weird engine things, and then you have to fix 5 of them, and then a door opens up, and then you escape that way. I like Friday the 13th a lot better. It makes more sense. But Dead by Daylight... So the reason I started playing it was because, you know, I love Evil Dead, and the show ended,
But then Bruce Campbell made an announcement that he's going to be in a video game. Like, holy shit, a new Evil Dead video game. I haven't fucking played.
Dead by Daylight.
It ended up being DLC for Dead by Daylight. And I was like, damn it, I wanted a new game. He recorded voice lines and everything. And I was like super hyped up for it. And when they finally announced it was for Dead by Daylight, I was like, fuck. And the funny thing is, I had downloaded that game months ago as one of the free games you get for being a PSN member.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I downloaded it on a whim. Like, oh, it's free. I'll fucking... And
so then you got lucky.
Never touched it. Never touched
it. At least you had it, right?
Yeah, so I was going through my library just to kind of clean it out. And I saw Dead by Daylight. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, it's on. Okay, for sure. Here's my money. DLC.
Take it.
So I literally just been playing Ash. I haven't touched any other characters. Just Ash ever since I fucking got...
Don't you need to continue paying for the PSN thing to have those games, though?
Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
$60. Fucking lame.
With that said, let's jump into the news. I have some related news to the PSN like that.
Okay. Oh, before we go on, I saw Glass finally. Have you guys seen...
Nope, I haven't seen it. I want to talk about it.
You saw Unbreakable and Split, though, right?
I haven't seen Split yet. I've seen Unbreakable, though.
Oh, gosh.
I know, I'm fucking up. I know, I gotta get on it.
Oh, I want to tell you so much.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news. News.
What? All right. So, PlayStation Network has finally bent on one of the many things that they're kind of being super solid about for no fucking reason, right? PlayStation Network allows you to finally change your name if you have a PS4.
That's right.
So, yeah, with their new program and the new system they have.
If you have a PS4, so yeah. I can't change my name.
No, yeah, you can't change your name. But here's the catch that they didn't tell anyone about until after it came out. No one realized it until after it came out. Is that apparently if you still have a game or something that was before 2018, it's not going to reflect the name change.
So it'll still say your old name?
Yeah, if it's anything that was released before 2018.
Interesting.
That's funny. Some people are getting, like, we're happy to get it just because of that reason. And they're like, son of a bitch, like, you can't get out of it. And,
yeah, I heard if you change your name, you'll have, like, your old name still, like, linked, like, as a subtitle
to
your
name. Yeah, it still mentions your old name, like, no matter what.
In case your friends are, like, confused, like, who the fuck is this?
And on top of that, everyone gets one name change for free, but each subsequent change costs you either $9.99 or $4.99, depending on whether you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber.
Fucking bullshit. Mm. They want money to change
Your name?
You can change it once for free.
Once for free.
But if you want to change it again, you have to pay.
Or I already know what I'm going to change it to.
And then, also, I think you can do that once a year.
It's only once a year?
Yeah. So if you want to pay for it and change your name again, you got to wait a year before you can do that if you want to change it again. Shit. But you get one free name change. I think it's fine. You know what? I don't know. I just have problems with people always changing their usernames on social media and shit because it fucking gets so confusing sometimes. And then, I don't know. I'm fine with that shit. Like, one change, that's cool.
It should be a little more solid. That way, like, you pick your name with more carefulness rather than fucking...
What is that pop sound? It's the second time I heard it. I don't know.
Is that me?
It's the first time I heard it.
Maybe it's because I got away from this thing. Hold on.
No, I don't think so. Maybe tapped it, but I don't know. Anyways.
What do you want to change yours to?
I wouldn't want to change my shit at all, unless I can get AJ Twist without any 28s in the back of it.
Is that what you have now, AJ Twist 28?
I think I have AJ Twist on PlayStation, on PSN. But I know on Xbox, I know I had Twist 28 because I couldn't get AJ Twist. I couldn't get AJ Twist 28, I think.
Someone had AJ Twist 28 on the Xbox?
So someone kind of beats me to AJ Twist once in a while, and it pisses me off.
And people always beat us to unfocused. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
That's
an easy word, though, like... I should have known.
But we sound cooler.
I know. We do.
Anyway. Okay. AJ, you got some news for us?
Keeping it on the PlayStation train. PlayStation 5. Someone leaked someone. I think it's a developer for some game. Kind of has, you know, stuff, knowledge about the PS5. And let us in on it. Told us what to expect. So far what they know and what they told us was that it's backwards compatible with the PS4. And it supports 8K. Those are some big things. Also, the CPU for it is, I think it's the same architecture as what we have now in the PS4. It's CPU based on AMD. Oh, the CPU is based on AMD Ryzen. It's an 8-core processor. And also, it's a custom GPU that's based on an AMD Radeon Navi, which also has ray tracing support, which is a big buzzword right there. NVIDIA started to do some ray tracing shit last year with their latest graphics card. So it's still a big thing to consider, and like no one's in it yet, but the next system will support it supposedly. It's also PlayStation 5 is also supposed to have a SSD in it rather than a hard drive, so it has a solid state drive instead, which is a lot better. Also, it supports PSVR, so the current VR system you have for your current PlayStation, PlayStation 5 will support it. Also, it'll support physical media too, so it's not going to be just all digital or just, you know, download based or cloud based. It will support physical media, and then this won't release this year either. So we're probably talking next year, probably. Sony, I don't think Sony has officially said anything about it, but those are the highlights of what to expect for PlayStation 5. All right. Any of that excites you, Will?
I usually wait a few years to buy a new PlayStation just because I don't have the money to drop like that. I mean, I literally got my PS4 like 2 years ago. I'm not ready for a new system.
I don't care.
I do like it.
and the world doesn't care. Well, stuff's going to keep coming out.
I don't care about the new PS5. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that too.
I'm glad it's both not of those just, things. It's just not cloud. I'm glad that you can still use physical discs.
Yeah, I think that's pretty dope. Like everything wants to go cloud pretty soon and streaming and all that. But they're like, hey, we're going to still have... At least that's what the rumor is right now. I'm not sure how much fact is behind this.
Speaking of an article that's not going to get used today, I did want to mention Netflix will be keeping their physical copy. For a lot of people that didn't know, the disc copy thing for Netflix is still a thing, and they do keep it because the library is much huger when you go to the disc copy.
Yeah,
so if you want to have them mail it to you, they have like all of Game of Thrones and shit like that. You know, like, yeah. So a lot of things that you wouldn't find on their streaming service because they're not allowed to stream it, they still have licensed the previous shit they had before in disc copy. So,
That's an add-on, though, right?
Yeah. No, that's part of your service.
No, it is an add-on. It's an add-on. That's separate.
Oh, it's not part of the service anymore?
No, it's not. It's separated. Because I don't have that disc shit anymore. I only have streaming.
And they say, like, 30% of their users do it. And I was like, that's pretty...
It's a small base, yeah.
That's not bad, though, considering that's enough to keep it around.
Yeah.
30%, like... You might as well keep it around for them.
Right? It was cool. I was using it for a while, but then I just kind of fell off from using it. And like, I'd rather just stream it because it's right there, and I don't got to wait for it. And sometimes I get a movie that's on my queue. I was like, I don't want to watch this movie right now. Like, I'm not feeling this right now. I know I had it on my list, but...
I want to watch it now.
I don't want to watch it now. And then it's like, you either got to wait till you want to watch it, and then you can send it back and get your next one, or you just send it back without watching it and get your next thing and maybe add it back to your... Yeah, so...
Very true.
I never just watched those discs. So
how much is it, Anthony?
I don't know. I don't remember. What, the PS5 or the Netflix?
The Netflix.
I don't know. Add-on. I don't know.
I'm kind of tired of paying $13 a month. I'm ready for Disney. I'm going to switch over.
You're only saying that because you know about it now. Well, with that said, actually, should we jump into that?
Sure. Disney?
Yeah. All right. So for Disney everyone who doesn't know, while we were off of the air, Disney Plus has released a lot of big information about their streaming service. On top of everything, they will have everything from every Disney studio, including the quote-unquote Disney Vault with all the old-school Disney animated stuff. The Simpsons will be exclusively aired only on Disney Plus. So anyone who ever wants to catch up on The Simpsons or watch the back episodes, unless you have the DVDs or Blu-rays, you are going to only be watching it on the Disney Plus service.
That's cool.
So that's a pretty cool thing to have there. On top of having all the old-school Disney movies, they have every studio's content that has Disney in the name. Disney nice. DX, Disney, you know, Studios, Disney Animation, all that shit. Pixar, everything, everything for them. And National Geographics.
Yeah, I didn't know National Geographics was part of it.
Everything National Geographics will be on that streaming service as well.
I'm about to be educated.
And it goes further than that.
The LucasArts shit, right?
All the LucasArts things will be there. The brand new show, The Mandalorian, will be there. The untitled Cassian Andor show, which I don't give a fuck about, will be there. His Robot, which will have its own show, will also have its show on that service.
That asshole robot from...
K2SO, yeah. He's going to have his own show on the streaming service. Watch that shit. There will be a confirmed Obi-Wan miniseries, but we don't know if Ewan McGregor is going to be involved. Star Wars Clone Wars coming back. We continue. The Muppets will be there. Monsters, Inc. will be there with their new movie or series. I'm not sure. Oh, new series. There's a new Monsters, Inc. series that will be there. Old school Disney movies like Three Men and a Baby, Don Quixote, Father of the Bride, Flora and Ulysses, blah, blah, blah. Old school 90s, 80s, and 70s Disney movies will all be there. There's also going to be brand new Marvel shows, which we already knew about, but now they're named. This is the only one with a stupid name, WandaVision. There'll be a show about Scarlet Witch and Vision. This shit is named after the comic book Scarlet Witch and Vision. Fucking retarded. But anyway, Falcon and
Arm Guy
and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
There will also be the Loki show. Marvel What the If.
Loki show. Is that what it's called?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
That would be comedy. I'm assuming it's going to be called God of Mischief, but we'll see. I think, there's definitely going to be the What If show, which will be voiced by all the actors that are in the Marvel Universe now, including Robert Downey and Chris Evans. All of them are signed on for this for voice acting only. Wow. So we're guessing that's going to be animated. See? Or
I was right.
Maybe cut scenes. Yes, you were right about that. And, so all those will be available. Those things will all be on that Disney Plus content. Was there anything else you need, guys?
Hawkeye and Kate Bishop show.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot about that. Yes, thank you, Cuckoo. The Hawkeye show, which is going to be Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. Basically, I'm assuming it's going to be based off of the TV series. I think we talked about the last time on Unfocused, because I had just guessed, though. Now we know. I guessed before, but it's going to be probably based off of My Life as a Weapon, which is the story where he's training the new Hawkeye. Apparently, there'll be a cooking show called Be Our Chef, based off of, Be Our Guest. Marvel 616 will be a special explaining the history of the Marvel Universe in the comic books.
Shit.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be only on there. Marvel Hero Service, I don't know what that is.
Heroes for Hire?
Yeah. More importantly, what things it will not include is the Marvel shows that were canceled from Netflix.
Those are Netflix's.
Yep.
To stream.
I think that's the only thing.
Hulk and She-Hulk. Hulk what? And She-Hulk show.
That sounds expensive.
The animated ones?
The Cuckoo says also a Hulk and She-Hulk show, too.
Is it the original
new
cartoon?
New one, or?
He's talking about the cartoons, I believe. Well, we'll see.
Real life. So a new show, brand new. So nothing.
I didn't hear about that. Did you hear about that?
I haven't heard anything about it. All I heard was Disney Plus has a whole lot of shit. And I heard about Pixar, everything.
Yes.
Not until I really knew about it.
Shoot us a link for that if you don't mind. I wouldn't mind knowing.
So does that move She-Hulk more into the Disney bubble from that Venn diagram?
I don't know. I think that was their problem with them is they didn't have full use of her or something.
Yeah.
Something weird. Maybe by calling it Hulk and She-Hulk they get away with it, huh?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that's anyway, cool. Those are
but it's the character though.
Obviously, we know they're gonna have all the Star Wars, all the Marvel. So I'm not gonna talk about that. That's what we got so far.
Now, do we have a date?
Oh, I think there was a date. Fuck.
And a price.
$6.99 a month.
$6.99 a month?
Great. You didn't know about this?
No fucking way.
You didn't know about that?
That is some bullshit. Really?
They have a yearly plan too, where instead of paying $6.99 a month, you could just pay $70. You save $14 that way.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
They're not fucking around, bro.
Yeah, wow.
November 12th.
November 12th? That's far away.
It's not that far away.
But $6?
And the first Marvel movie released on there will be Captain Marvel.
That's crazy. So yeah, Marvel said to be developing Hulk She-Hulk TV show starring Mark Ruffalo.
No. Marvel said to be developing doesn't mean it's happening. I thought there was an announcement. That's not an announcement. Well, go further down. Scroll down. Let me read that. Hold on.
So there's all your reading text right there.
No, it's been rumored. No, this isn't confirmed, bro. I would like to believe it, but they haven't said that shit for sure.
Yeah, according to unnamed sources.
Yeah, no.
It's been rumored.
You have not heard it here first, guys. I don't know yet.
What's wrong
with
that Wolverine? Why is he overweight?
It's just
Why not?
It's a cover. It's a different. Don't worry about it.
Why are you fat shaming him already? You don't even know him.
But yeah, so keep an eye out for Disney Plus November 12th, $6.99 a month.
That is crazy. $6.99. I'm fucking shocked right now. I was like, that should be $15 at least. Wow.
Isn't that how much Netflix used to be?
About to be, I think.
Yeah, they used to be $6.99 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Netflix
$7.99?
Used to be $8 or $7. Yeah.
I think you're right. It was $7.99, I think.
And then they're supposedly going to raise it up a dollar again pretty soon too.
Again, they just raised it on me a couple months ago.
Yeah, I know.
Motherfuckers.
Wasn't that like 8 months ago or 9 months?
Yeah,
ago?
It was like it wasn't too. It was in recent memory for sure.
That's not even enough to make a life. Come on, 8 months.
True. Netflix don't give a damn.
Anyways, So what do you know about this Angelina Jolie?
Angelina Jolie has been casted. So it's funny because we've been teased her involvement with the Marvel Universe for quite a bit now. A lot of people thought she was going to be directing one of the upcoming Marvel movies, specifically the Black Widow movie.
Mm-hmm.
But no, turns out Angelina has casted as Cersei from the Eternals.
Yeah.
Also a member of the Avengers.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, Cersei, maybe you look up a picture of her. Cersei's also been a long-standing member.
How do you spell
Cersei? S-E-R-S-I. Cersei's also been a long-standing member of the Avengers back in the 80s, 90s kind of area. And, she became an Eternal a little bit later on, I believe.
Oh, I can see Angelina Jolie in there.
Yeah, so she's going to be playing this character. And Cersei's one of the few Eternals that likes to live among humans, while the other Eternals try to stay away from humans or hide inside of their host body where they don't come out until it's time for shit to go down.
Mm.
But she knows who she is, she lives out who she is, and she likes to be with humans. Angelina Jolie will be playing Cersei, one of the ex-gods. That's a really cool picture of her in the middle there, if that would ever be how she looks. But, keep an eye out for that, the Eternals movie.
We're guessing with that look. Jesus, look at it.
That's
the bald one.
That's not Cersei, that's Moondragon.
Oh, thank gosh.
Yeah. Moondragon's a different character, which I think we're going to see Moondragon in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. You heard it here first. But, yeah, we'll see. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen with Phase 4. I think they're fucking with us. I don't think anything we've heard is real except for Black Widow.
And Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man, yeah, it has to be real.
Well, I'm pretty sure they don't want to tell us because, you know, we got to wait for Endgame, and I'm pretty sure whatever happens at the end of Endgame will, like...
make things clear.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure, like, if they told us right now what movies they have planned, it'd be like, why? And then break it down and then kind of figure out what's going to happen in Endgame, so...
Well, they already fucked up by telling us what TV shows they're going to have. Loki and Falcon and Winter... I mean, they're all dead.
Well, I mean, is that a fuck up? Maybe it's about their past, though.
Yeah. I think that's what Loki's is supposed to be about.
It's a prequel.
I can see Scarlet Witch and Vision being about how they built their relationship together. It'd be a love show rather than a fighting show.
I can see that, too. But, yeah, I guess we'll see. All right. Other news? Me or you?
Well, I guess that was a weird one. You go for it.
So, Smash Brothers got a new update the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So, Joker has finally been released. Character from Persona 5. And actually, Wag said you already fucking played with him. How do you like him?
I like him. He's fun. I like that his persona. I like his persona system, that whole little gauge bar.
Yeah, let me break that down real quick too. So he has a meter to him. So right above his life bar, there's a little meter to keep track of his, you know, the bar to build up the persona. So the more he gets hit, or the more you counter with his down B attack, the more that bar will raise, and then the persona, does it just come out, by the way?
Or it just pops up.
It just pops out.
You don't have to activate it.
That's cool. Pops up, and then all his moods get amped up. And then the bar will eventually start winding down, and so eventually you'll lose the persona, and you start all over again. You don't get to keep the bar, though, if you die. I've noticed that. But that's pretty much how he works for the most part. So what else did you like about him?
I like the persona system. It's pretty good. It's pretty cool. I mean, the guy comes out. Like, I was wondering how they're going to make that work.
Cause, yeah.
I mean, you know, the guy comes out and to help you out. Like, you play Persona Arena?
A little bit, yeah. I kind of remember. I don't remember it too much, though, but I remember that.
Yeah, they had an interesting way of using the personas as well.
I don't remember. I remember playing the game. I just don't remember how that system worked at all.
For one character specifically, you had, like, your normal attacks, so, like, A, B, and C, and then, like, your D attack was your persona attack.
So, oh.
Depending on the character, some persona attacks would be, like the fourth button and the third button.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, he kind of powers up your moves.
Yeah, so all the B attacks, you said, were all powered up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know they change up, too. His stage looks dope. I like his stage.
It's funky.
And then the cool thing about his stage, like, I guess it's like, it changes colors depending on the song that's playing. So, you know, it might be red, might be green or blue or yellow, just depending on the track that's playing at the time.
Very interactive.
Which is pretty cool.
Ooh, blue.
Yeah. So, just the changes on based on the music. What else is new? Oh, yeah, and overall, in Smash, got a big update, too. So, now there's a new stage builder. Where you can actually make your own stage.
That looks dope as fuck, whatever we're seeing right there.
Yeah, that's the Persona stage. With the new stage builder, you can draw. If you have it in handheld mode, you can actually draw out what you want your stage to look like. And then it'll become physical floor and all that. And there's also three layers, kind of like Little Big Planet, where you have a foreground and a background and a middle ground.
Hmm.
That's how the new system works, too. So you can have stuff going on in the background that doesn't affect what's going on in the foreground. And you can have shit in the front. So you know how, like, what level is it? The Gaming Watch level? Where you can walk off screen, but you can't see yourself, but you're still actually on screen. You can do similar shit like that with the new stage builder. There's also a video editor part, too, where all the matches you save video-wise, you can actually put them into clips and make your own, like, little music videos and stuff like that, too. You can cut them down and then export it out and share it with people. And there's also a new app. So there's the Nintendo Switch app, which we use for, like, Splatoon and shit, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a Smash one. Actually, it's probably already out. Let me go look that up. I don't think it's anything special, though. You can, like, watch those videos that we're just talking about. And I forgot the other shit you can do. Yeah, it's already out. So if anyone has a Nintendo app, the Smash Ultimate app should be there. And that the app within the app type of thing going on.
This update came out yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, yeah.
Literally yesterday, yeah. I remember I was waiting all freaking... It didn't happen, like, at 12 a.m. It didn't happen at, like, 8 a.m., or 10, like, I was waiting. I was waiting for it to come out.
All the videos that are on the app, too, can come straight out of YouTube. Damn. I didn't see what happened there. Oh, that was just fucking, like, a test video or something. But, yeah, that shit's up, too.
Gun.
Look that shit up.
That gun is useless.
Is it?
I shot a few people with it.
Well, until you get the Persona version of it.
Yeah, the Persona version of it is way better. See, look, he shoots him and he just kind of... He barely flinches.
But the damage is there, right? It's like Fox's gun.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It can stack damage without even moving him.
Yeah, but Fox can, like, shoot the shit out of it. Like,
so you're saying his shit is all limited, huh?
Yeah, he has, like, 3 shots, and he's kind of stuck in place doing them. But I like the grappling hook a lot.
Is that his up B?
His up B, yep.
Yeah, so his up B becomes...
Oh, his forward B is cool, too. Especially when you have your Persona.
Mm-hmm.
It you get locked. It's like PK fire. Yeah, you get stuck in that shit. Oh, there's continuous.
Oh yeah, damage. And if you get hit by the flame, yeah, you'll get continuous damage for a while.
Ooh, I didn't know that part.
I knew there was something about continuous damage from him too. But yeah, new character. If you have that season pass shit, or you can just buy him separately, that's how you get him. Along with the new stage, and also like a bunch of new freaking Mii Fighter costumes too. What else is new?
Oh, yeah, Persona costumes.
You know, yesterday, when I was at Wednesday Night Fights, oh, here's the stage editor. They were playing Smash there, of course, and I was watching one of the screens, like big screens, where they were playing Smash, and it was a Luigi versus a Mii Fighter.
Oh, Mii Fighter. Yeah. I hate that they can be played, man.
So people are, like, using Mii Fighters
in
tournaments.
I don't like that shit, man.
Will uses Mii Fighters.
I like Mii Fighters.
I hate that shit, dude. They're not even a real fucking character.
I mean, technically...
No. They're not a character. They're
you.
Construct.
Don't you want to be in the game team?
No.
Whoa, that's cool.
I want to kill you in a game, so that's the one plus to me, fighters. All right, my turn?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Shake Shack, which I don't know how many we have here in California.
We do. There's 3 of them. There's one in Glendale. There's one in Thousand Oaks. There's one in Hollywood. There's also one in West Hollywood.
Okay, hold the podcast. My fucking bad. I apologize for challenging your knowledge.
Me and Carla just had
Shake
Shack the other night.
My bad.
Yeah, I go whenever I can.
Well, you might have missed out if you didn't go recently.
I did go recently. I have one of those cups.
Did you have one of those Dracarys burgers?
No, we didn't get the burger, but we got the Dragon Glass shake.
Yeah, so they have a Dragon Glass shake where you get a special Game of Thrones limited glass, which is something we did not talk about.
Actually, it's not a glass. It's just a plastic cup.
Oh,
but it looks cool. Yeah. Actually, we have it in the... we have this actual cup. It's in the cupboard right now.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, for those who didn't know, we didn't mention Game of Thrones premiered these past few days ago.
That's another thing we watched, right?
Yeah, we watched Game of Thrones, the first episode of season 8, and it was fucking awesome. A lot of callbacks to the very first episode of Game of Thrones. I won't go too much into detail because I want to fuck it up because maybe people still haven't seen it yet. But
there's one in Burbank too, that's right. There's one in Burbank now.
My bad, there's 4, huh?
Yeah, there's 5.
Yeah, making me hungry. Okay, so anyway, they have a Dracarys burger, which by the description is a double Monterey Jack cheeseburger topped with bacon and fiery Dracarys sauce. I don't know what the fuck that means.
So just some special sauce they put on it.
Yeah, some bullshit.
Which I love their burgers, though.
They say, yeah, it's made from the best cattle in
Westeros.
In the Seven Kingdoms. Yeah, the burger is grilled in the fries of Drogon and Rhaegal, then topped with a fiery shack sauce created from herbs and spices sourced and conquered. Cities of Yunhai, Marine, and Astapor. Spices. And the burger is then finished with the slabs of bacon imported from Essos.
Ooh.
Et cetera, et cetera. Some old bullshit, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, if you
what,
guys are...
I don't know what the fucking the chips were in the Dragon Glass shake.
Chips?
I ate it and it didn't taste like chocolate. I don't know what the fuck it tasted like, honestly.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, is it actual Dragon Glass? You know, because...
Yes. Okay. Minted white chocolate custard topped with shards of Dragon Glass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all it says.
I don't even know what I ate.
Fuck.
That burger looks good, though.
We'll look into it later.
Shake Shack burgers are fucking good.
That'll be my last piece of news before our little break. But AJ?
All right. You want me to give me one more?
Yeah, go for it.
Or give y'all one more? All right. So talking about more Switch shit. If you have Twitch Prime, so if you're paying for Twitch, so you don't get ads and shit like that, you can also get a year of Nintendo Online for free.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Surprise, motherfucker. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Right?
How much is Twitch Prime?
Twitch Prime is, I don't know. Or actually, no, I'm sorry. It's if you have Amazon Prime and have the Twitch thing connected with it,
you can get a year.
I think it's something like that. Something with Prime and Twitch. If you have both of those, you can get it for free. Yeah, the one detail I can tell you is that we can't do it because we have a family plan.
Ooh.
And if you already have a family plan, like family plans just don't work with it. You have to be a single plan to get the free shit. But if you are paying for Twitch Prime and or have Amazon Prime with the Twitch plan thing going on with it, and you have a Switch, you can get a free year. So just got to go to twitch.tv and figure it out, because I don't know the exact details how to actually do it. But I'm pretty sure it requires you connecting your Switch to it in some way.
That's a lot of requirements. You got to have a Twitch Prime account. You have an Amazon Prime account. You got to be single.
Well,
sad.
Well, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you get the Twitch Prime thing for free.
And if you have an Amazon Prime account, your price didn't go anyway. No,
it
just sounded funny. I have one and I'm not.
I know, I was going to say, I have one too.
It just sounded funny at the time. Anyway.
You're assuming too much there, T. But yeah, so that's a thing. I don't know what to say about it. Like, if you don't have a Nintendo Online yet, or even if you do, you can add it on and it will just like add to whatever you already have. So if you're already paying for a year, you'll get an extra year.
I wish Sony did some shit like that.
I don't know what the connection, like, what was Nintendo thinking by doing that? Like, what are they getting? Like, that's so weird.
Yeah, what are their stakes in Amazon and Twitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Nintendo bitches about people playing on Twitch.
Right? Yeah. Or at least used to. Like, they calm down now, but...
That's true.
And they had all these restrictions earlier, but they like, you know, cooled down on that a lot recently, so...
Sony just gets mad whenever it's convenient.
Maybe because of the new president there, I don't know.
I would think Netflix would do it, because they have a bunch of Nintendo cartoons on their shit. That would make more sense to me.
Is there even, like, a Twitch app?
There's Nintendo cartoons on Netflix?
Yeah, they have,
Besides Castlevania?
Yeah, Super Mario.
Oh, that's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is it the Super Mario Super Show, or is it Mario?
Yeah,
the wackest one.
What? It's got the Super best Show? Theme
no,
song.
Bro. Super Mario 3 is the best one.
That's Mario 3 Super Show, though, no?
No, it's just called Super Mario 3.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
There's three of them, right? The Super Mario Super Show, the Super Mario World, and Super Mario 3, right?
Yeah, those
wow,
are the ones,
really?
Yeah.
With the same.
I never saw Super Mario World, but yeah, I know it's a thing.
I remember seeing an episode of one of the Mario cartoons, and Yoshi was talking, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Super Mario 3. That's Mario 3, yeah.
I remember
there was one episode where that fucking sun was actually chasing after them from the desert. That fucking angry-ass sun was chasing Mario and Luigi around. I was like, oh, shit, that's fucking scary, because it reminded me of the game, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so with that said, we're jumping to
Yeah, real quick, I just remember me and then Wags on our Focus Week. Today we played some Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, dusted off our decks.
They're both waiting to get stomped by me, who also dusted off my deck.
And I have 6 decks I learned today.
Damn.
What are your decks?
We have the clowns. What are they called again? The Dream Clown?
Grass
Crash Clown?
Clown Control.
Clown Control, there you go, that's
annoying.
What it's called.
Annoying, I hate that deck.
I have like a Blue Eyes Dragon deck. I have a Black Wings deck. The XYZ deck. What else was there? The ice deck.
Ice counters.
Fucking Reason out of nowhere comes through. It's like, play some MTG.
Yes! That's what I've been telling you.
Fuck MTG.
Fucking Wags has been trying to get me into Magic the Gathering.
I have 3 decks. There's 3 of us. We'll play Commander. It'll be fucking great.
Have you done the Magic the Gathering Arena? I knew there was an online shit.
I haven't done it yet. My friend Connor keeps telling me to get on that.
It's free.
But it's on a computer.
You have one.
Stop being a bitch, bro.
It's an asshole.
You have a computer.
I have a computer. You're right.
How's it a hassle if you have a computer?
Because I gotta.
Because he needs to learn how to open the internet browser. Yeah. He has to learn how to type in the website and how to download something.
Can't say.
Oh my god! You're only a couple of years older than us, Will. You don't know all this.
I didn't grow up with this shit. All right.
You kind of.
We only use computers in my day for fucking Oregon Trail, and that's it.
And that's it.
Do your oldest should be able to roll the punches by now, man. Come on.
Reason like... says it's worth it, yo.
Arena or just regular
arena.
Magic?
Do it.
What format do you play, Reason?
What format is there?
All meanwhile, right, we'll talk later about that. We'll talk later about this, but for now, let's get the music of the week going.
Music power.
Music of the week, everybody.
Part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to. And I've been thinking of like recording that and just putting it in that shit so I don't have to say it anymore.
I think you asked me and I said it's a good idea, so fuck it.
I know we did it for the ending, but maybe we should do it for music of the week too.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was the ending you asked.
Yeah, we did it for the ending already.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down with that. That sounds fine.
Reason said he's playing standard at the moment.
Woo!
Anyways, ooh. What track do you got this week, T?
Louis Logic. Oh. Fuck him. AJ,
my track "Spin Spin Sugar," the Armada's Dark Garage Mix by Sneaker Pimps,
Sneaker Pimps.
Yeah, Sneaker Pimps. This is the track I was talking about that I completely forgot existed as a DDR track. Also, as a song in general, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta play this shit again. And I did my spins playing DDR today.
My bad, I didn't know that.
2 minute track, DDR all version, right. DDR edit there.
And we'll be back after these messages, guys.
For these biz nitty bitches, you know what I'm saying? You better take a piz nitty bitcher of motherfucking logic when I'm spitting scripture, nigga. I'm the sickest Sigmund Freud boy who sees his profession as an evil means of aggression to leave you kids destroyed. I love to feed them a question that deceives their perception and leads to depression by the time they leave from the session. You easily threatened with a lack of self-esteem? It's cause you always see me on the MIC like Kelly Green. Now these jealous fiends telling me I'm racist and I hate the Irish. Wait till I spit on a track right next to Seamus Ryan. You can take the privates out my pants and try and deep throw. So far you wrap your lips around my nuts until you eat both. Cause y'all chipping like you slipping down a ski slope. And a grease-soaked fleece coat bought it by a mean goat. Each quote.
I'm focused.
There's like sometimes a bunker like somewhere. Ready,
they're like getting full ready of Twinkies.
Yeah, just full of Twinkies. Dill Lay's chips and fucking Oreo eggs.
Yeah, I saw dill flavored sunflower seeds a long time ago back in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck? It was years ago. All right, we're back. Music of the week is now over. My track. Actually, your track was first, T. What was that?
Fuck 'em.
Louis Logic.
Fuck
'em. I was saying.
Best name.
My track was Sneaker Pimps with the Spin Spin Sugar, some type of remix.
Mm-hmm.
DDR mix is what you got right now. I got that short version. Reason said he's going to show Will, show him a true control deck.
Damn.
If he decides to play Commander, we can play a game.
Damn, he's calling you out on some shit I don't even understand.
Me either. But I'm definitely going to hype it up.
All right. You know what else I'm going to hype up right now?
I'm focused.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
Segue points, zero.
All right. I only got a little bit of news, so you kick it off.
All right. So Evo, we know all the games that are there, right?
Yes, sir.
There's 9 of them. Early registration is over, guys. Price has gone up a bit. And I still haven't signed up. But I will. And I also learned...
Me too. I need to sign up.
Because freaking, like, Chris and them, they all already signed up already. Or at least Chris and Steve already signed up. And I was asking, like, can you add games afterwards? And they're like, yeah, you can. I was like, what the fuck? That's why I was, like, holding back for so long. Because I wasn't, you know, I didn't know exactly what I want to play yet. Anyways, Evo announced themselves after early bird registration was over. How many entries have gone through? And they have, like, a list order, too. Number one right now, Smash Ultimate with over 1,000 entries.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
1,000?
1,000.
It's over!
Oh, my bad. That's the wrong button.
It's over 9,000!
Yeah, I know. It's close. No, it's
not. Short 8,000.
And then also, number two, Street Fighter V. Where what? Probably should be.
People are still playing that?
Yeah, dude. Fucking Evil's built around Street Fighter, dude.
And Street Fighter V was pretty good.
If it's not fucking top three, then it's like, the fuck.
I thought V was better than 4. I enjoyed 5 more.
I liked 4.
I still like playing 5. I like 5. 4 is too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I love the focus attack mechanic.
I love it, too, but like...
And Dan.
But the way the fucking, like, high-level players, man, fucking be doing combos and then throwing a fucking... The fucking dash cancel and shit out of nowhere. That's a lot of fucking buttons.
Yeah, they do a focus move just to cancel out of something else.
Yeah, just to go into another move. Yeah.
That's cool.
I know it is. Fucking
I don't
props.
Do it, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. Yeah, exactly.
My characters already have cancels.
Damn.
So I got to do that cancel on top of my cancels. That's a lot of fucking cancels.
Yeah.
For one movement, you know?
Yeah, like, for 1 second of, like, you know, extra damage. Anyways, number three, Tekken 7.
I thought so. Third spot, which is
awesome.
Third.
Fourth, this other game that we don't know about, Under Night in Birth.
What?
Which Wag said he knows about. Yeah, that's fourth.
It's on Steam, dude.
Fifth, a game that's not even out, Samurai Showdown.
How is it? Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's been waiting for a new Samurai Showdown game, so.
Me too.
Number six, a game that no one wants to play, Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. Not into it.
In seventh place, the most popular game, Dragon Ball Z.
Why is it seventh? That should be number two.
Right?
Really?
I think so.
In eighth place, a game that everyone should be playing, Soul Calibur 6.
Right.
But it made it to the list.
In ninth place, BlazBlue Tag Battle.
Yeah.
So that's the current standings right now for how many entries each game has.
I feel like they just needed a game like that besides Dragon Ball, so they had to put it in there.
The way you said BlazBlue sounded so bitter. So you didn't want to talk about it.
Well, I gave everything like a little thing, you know. I just ran out of things.
All
right. But yeah, those are the entry levels right now. First, second place and all that, all the way down. So yeah, Evo looks pretty hype, especially with Smash Ultimate there. And I'm pretty hyped that like Tekken 7's up there at third place right now. Like, that's awesome. Right under Street Fighter. So that should mean that's pretty. So that makes me even want to enter even more now, which is why I want to play some matches. I gotta get my Julia's ass kicked a couple times to learn how to play her.
I'm only interested in Soul right now. I want to murder people with Soul.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too. All
right. So, other news. Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, shit.
Becoming a live action. It's like a dream come true to us.
Yeah, we did talk about this a couple of weeks ago.
Apparently, whatever. I mean, you said we do.
Yeah, we mentioned we mentioned the main character, that's it. What? And the picture you gave me is not available for some reason.
Find it again right now. Send it to you. But the main thing about Cowboy Bebop right now is the cast has been decided for the main characters. Not all of them, but most of them.
It's not the dream cast.
It's not the Dreamcast, because apparently Josh Brolin...
That's what I thought. I thought you said Dreamcast. I thought Dreamcast, yeah, and it's not the Dreamcast. It's like Dreamcast.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop. Live action cast. So the cast has been selected. I believe AJ said that we already mentioned that John Cho will be Spike Spiegel.
Yeah.
That's the Dreamcast.
Oh.
Scroll down. Right there in the middle. No, go back.
Wait. I want people to know this is
what people wanted.
This is the Dreamcast.
Which isn't bad. But this is what we got in the end. John Cho will be Spike Spiegel, which is very interesting. I think he might be. I don't know if he can pull off the darkness enough, but I guess we'll see some more. We got Mustafa Shakir. Now, I heard that a lead actor from Luke Cage was going to be Jet, and I was really hoping it was going to be fucking Luke Cage himself as Jet, because I could really see that. But, you know, instead it's this guy who played Bushmaster, the main villain. I didn't see Luke Cage still, so I don't really know how good he is.
I'm kind of worried about the accent he played in that. Like, is that his actual accent or close to it, or is it he was just playing that accent?
Hopefully he's American. Yeah. We'll see. This woman from Jurassic Park, what was the last one called? Fallen Kingdom?
Yeah.
She's in there.
And who then, is she?
I don't know. Okay, well, I'll tell you. Hold on. Her name is Daniela Pineda. And then lastly, Alex Hassel. I think this guy's going to be really good Vicious. He looks really, if you see this picture where he's not smiling, like, not this picture. He looks really creepy and, like, very threatening looking. So it looks a lot like Vicious. So I'm looking forward to this. I wonder what they're going to do with it. Another thing, there's no speak of Ein or Ed yet. And people are like, there better fucking be Ed and Ein, and yeah, there better be fucking jazz music in this shit.
Right, for sure.
There's been no announcement about the style or about any other characters yet, so people are starting to get a little worried and pissed. And but yeah, but we'll see. I mean, I don't mind the cast they've chosen so far. They're not my first choices, but I can see them working, maybe. I guess we'll just have to see what they do.
That picture.
So yeah, we'll just have to see what they do with it. I was telling AJ it's even funnier because I thought the guy who's picked as Jeff looks way more like, Jet looks more like Jet's arch nemesis, that one black dude with the knives.
Yeah, like in like the first, first episodes.
No, he's later on.
Is it?
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They break out of that prison ship and they're like just killing people.
Yeah, he's like an assassin or something. Yeah. He looks more like that guy to me, so that's kind of funny.
I loved all the Jets episodes. Like, his backstory is fucking dope.
Yeah. Bebop, look forward to it. It's going to be Netflix. I believe it's coming out later this year, the first episode.
No. When are we getting Last Airbender on Netflix?
I thought it was supposed to be this year. That's the
real question.
I thought it was going to be this year, too, but I don't know anymore. It's been a while.
We haven't heard any casting things or anything
Nothing,
like that.
Nothing, bro. We haven't heard shit.
Just the announcement. It's silence.
Yep. Anyways, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
So, Switch. Nintendo Switch 8.0 update. So, not only did Smash get an update, but the Switch itself got an update, too. Nothing crazy, really. I'm pretty sure just bug fixes and the usual. Some of the big things, though. You know the menu? We have all your games and shit like that. Well, now there's a way you can sort them now, too. Usually, the game you last played or you mostly played, it gets pushed up to the front and everything just gets pushed back in some random order. Well, now there's a way to sort it. You can sort it by different things. So you can sort all those icons, call it sort software. Also, you can transfer data. There's a transfer data option now. I'm not sure where you're supposed to transfer that shit to, maybe to an SD card or something like that. But if you have a lot of saved files on your system, you can transfer it somewhere. And then once you do that, though, then it's no longer on the system at all. So it's not really a copying. It's literally just transferring. So if you want to transfer it to like a new system, that's what you want to use that feature for. There's also like the zoom feature too, where if you go to the accessibility menu shit or settings, you can put this on, and anytime you double tap on home, it'll zoom in to whatever you're looking at, which is interesting. And there's some other shit too, but those are some main highlights that I pulled out. So yeah, new Switch shit.
Okay.
I like the sorting shit was pretty dope though. That's what I'm interested in.
That's kind of cool. Along the same Nintendo kick, Adidas. Apparently,
I should have had the fucking Run DMC track ready, but I didn't.
A picture for it. Adidas.
The music, man.
Adidas is having a alleged collaboration with Nintendo. I say alleged because this is something that was leaked by someone who's
Oh yeah, I've seen these.
Yeah, this guy is a big like shoe fan. He always kind of leaks like Jordan shit like that, like new shoes coming out and shit, like new collaborations. And he leaked that Adidas and Pokemon got something coming. And the pictures he put out are they're all low top silhouette styles. There's only two: a picture of a Squirtle and a Pikachu.
Damn it!
And they're all black and white print with the colored Squirtle on the side and the colored Pikachu on the side.
I want some Bulbasaur shoes.
Well, it doesn't mean that this is all they're gonna have. These are the only two that they have pictures.
But they better be some fucking Bulbasaur shoes. Yeah. So.
Usually they release like five or six pairs. Like so, I'm assuming there's gonna be more. May not be. Fuck them.
I can see a Squirtle. I can see Charizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Pikachu.
I can see somebody random like Jigglypuff.
Mewtwo.
Jigglypuff.
Fuck.
I can see that.
Maybe. Eevee, maybe.
Yeah, Eevee probably.
Maybe there leaves some room here for my man. Bulbasaur. I just got some Bulbasaur socks. I need something to go with them.
You need those kicks to go with
man.
Those.
Yeah. And I got the Bulbasaur short. And I got two of those.
Yeah,
I gotta find some Bulbasaur jeans now.
Remember that beanie you got me with the Squirtle hanging off the back?
No, I don't. I got you that. That's dope.
I wear it.
He's like, damn, I'm a good friend
for sure. Yeah, that's
he's like,
dope.
Shit.
People think that shit's weird, but I still wear it all the time.
Like, just it's like your Yoda backpack.
like my Yoda back.
Yeah, I remember it though. It's Squirtle's head, like on your head, and then like a little flap into the back, and it's just like ripped as a body.
Yeah. Is there a Bulbasaur version of that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm surprised you didn't get something like that. Like, it's just the Bulbasaur head, and it's like the bulb on top of your head.
I think I was more worried about getting you a gift than myself at that time. Just trying to hype myself up here, you know? But, so any, timeline for these shoes, though, T?
No confirmation, no release date. All we have is this leak coming from Hugo Kicks. Maybe you want to Twitter him and ask him about it.
Yo, man, the fuck. Yeah. and then he shoots me the date right away.
If you're listening, Hugo Kicks, please, at Hugo Kicks, you know, hit us up on Unfocus. Let us know so we can give people the information. All right. But yeah, that's all we know so far. I think that's going to be pretty badass. Usually I feel like the Nintendo collaborations are always good, but it's cool that it's Pokemon specific this time. Because, you know, whenever they collaborate with a bunch of stuff, you never get enough Pokemon. You don't get as much Pokemon as you want.
Nah, you never do. Hmm.
So yeah, keep an eye out for Adidas if they're going to have a new line with Pokemon. It looks promising.
Yeah, it looks dope so far. All right, another news. Apparently, we got a confirmation for the next Tomb Raider movie. So the same actress is coming back to play Lara Croft.
Oh, they're going to keep it going?
Yeah. So the recent one that came out last year was based off the new series that came out by Crystal Dynamics. And it was pretty much based off that same game, the whole story. So I'm wondering if this second movie is going to be based off the second game, which I have and own, but haven't played yet because I haven't finished the first one because I get sick. But yeah, same actress and all that. So look out for that. I think that they confirmed it. So I would imagine it being out like next year or so.
So you don't have to play the second game. You could just watch
the movie. Yeah, maybe I should just watch the movie and not even play the game, huh?
Sell the game.
it's Steam. I can't sell it.
Yeah. It's too late.
But I got them for cheap, though. Yeah, I wouldn't have bought it otherwise. But yeah, confirmation, Tomb Raider 2 movie. Check that shit out. I think the last one was pretty good. I haven't seen it yet, though, but I want it.
All right. Other news, back to Game of Thrones special things.
Oh, shit.
Game of Thrones Oreos are now a thing.
Oh, I closed it.
Oh, my bad. That's my fault. There you go. Yeah. Apparently, they're going to be exclusive to Walmart and Target. I feel like this is going to be one of those limited edition things that might end up being worth something. So maybe you just want to buy it and pull it to the side. They're not going to taste any different. They're not a special flavor. But the actual cookie coins themselves have four different designs on them randomly. Oh,
that's cool.
They have Targaryen. They have White Walker. They have Stark, and they have Lannister. That one on the right there, that all black one, has a little bit of all of them there. So you can see what they all look like. White Walker just has the Night King on the front. Keep an eye out for those. Like I said, Target and Walmart is all that's confirmed to have it. People are really capitalizing on this whole Game of Thrones thing because this is the last chance, really.
Yeah, for reals. Like, I even saw a bunch of YouTubers talking about, like, oh, yeah, we're going to work on something today related to Game of Thrones. You know, it's like, you're just cashing on that shit
right now.
Even YouTubers are getting on that shit right now.
Cashing in, man. And you know what the problem is, though, AJ? The thing that bothers me the most about this whole thing, none of them are willing to pay the iron price.
What's the iron price?
Man, I'm so disappointed. You remember when that fool asked Theon back in season 2? He's like, that chain on your neck. He's like, did you pay the gold price for it or did you pay the iron price? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, did you pay money for it or did you kill a man to take it? Uh-huh. And he's like, I paid the gold price. And that fool grabs it, snatches his chain. I was like, damn, you got your chain snatched in Game of Thrones? Like,
I don't remember that. This is why I wanted to rewatch the whole series again.
Iron price, bro. That was one of my favorite.
Well, now I know.
I swear, I feel like I bring it up and almost no one remembers it, but I thought that was one of the funniest fucking things. Funniest and scariest things at the same time in Game of Thrones. I mean, you didn't pay the iron price for that. You don't deserve it. I was like, fuck.
You know, that's what's so scary about Game of Thrones. Every time I watch it, like, you know, usually when people have beef with each other, like, you know, you fucking sue them, you know, you call the cops or some shit, right? Game of Thrones, you just kill the motherfucker
you
straight up.
You gotta kill him. You have to.
No one's gonna tell you anything either. Like, oh, what happened? Oh, this fool did this. Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, everyone's like, okay. Yeah, he is a bitch, right. Like,
yeah, everyone's just like agrees with like, okay, you killed him. Yeah, okay.
There's no one there to defend them now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, don't want to really call the cops and that fool like you killed a dude? Dude, man, you're still out here walking around like normal. Yeah, no one cares. Oh, he killed him. Okay. Dude,
the only time I remember them doing something about that is when the mountain they killed a few people like for no reason and they sent a fucking clan of fools to chase him. Mm. And then guess what? They couldn't kill him. So that was the end of that. Like, no one else did anything else about it after that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird, yeah.
He killed the pursuers, and I, okay, I guess we better let this fool go. You know? Like, okay.
So if anyone thinks about living in the Game of Thrones times, just think about that. You can just be killed, and no one's going to care.
You got to be gangster.
You're not going to get no justice for that shit.
Nope. Damn. Nope. No one's going to care if you die.
Yeah, but you can't pay the golden price for shit either. You got to pay that iron price.
You got to pay that iron price, bro. No, nobody wants to pay the iron price. But luckily, the Oreos are only going for like, what is it, $8.99 or something like that. So you don't have to pay the iron price for the Oreos.
$8.99 is expensive for the Oreos. But you should.
yes, that sounds right.
Or taken away.
Yeah. The iron price.
Yeah, probably should. That's true.
All right, AJ?
So, the Xbox One... the Xbox One S actually has a new version that's coming out. We were talking about this last time, the rumors about it. I think they actually announced some shit about it. It's called the Xbox One S All Digital. Now, if you can make up another name for that that's shorter, what would you come up with?
What's the title right now?
It's called the Xbox One S All Digital.
All Digital?
Yeah.
How about Xbox Digital?
Or Xbox One SAD. S-A-D. S All Digital.
Oh, the Xbox SAD.
Xbox SAD.
That's what everyone's calling it.
What's making me sad now? You're just calling it that.
Anyways, the reason why people are calling it the SAD, not only because of the clever title they gave it, but also because it has no Blu-ray player.
Oh, now it's sad.
That's why it's all digital.
It's blue, but not for the player. Super sad.
But also because it's not as cheap as people expected it to be. It's still going to retail for about $250, which is only like $50 cheaper than the main model or some shit like
assholes.
That.
Assholes.
Yeah. So it's still, it's like the exact same thing you would get if you got an Xbox One X, just without the Blu-ray player in it. So if you want to get games for it, it's all downloaded, which is the point of this system. Also, but it does come in 3 games, though.
Installed?
Yeah.
How many gigabytes is this thing?
1 terabyte.
Ooh, that's a lot of games.
Yep. It could do 4K. And you can pre-order it now. It's supposed to be coming out May 7th, and it comes with 3 games. Minecraft, Forza Horizon 3, and Sea of Thieves.
Fucking Minecraft is a free game.
Not anymore.
What? They charge for that shit now?
Yeah.
Minecraft's too big now, bro.
Yeah, Microsoft bought it a while back, and they own it now. And the old free shit, it has been slowly dying out, and they have a new version of it that's completely different, but it still plays the same for the most part. And now you got to buy it places and shit.
Is Fortnite being charged for yet?
No.
Yeah, but just watch.
One day, right?
Not even a year, bro. I guarantee it's going to be charged.
No, Fortnite is model. It works too well. You get a base thing, and if you like people that like it enough, start buying shit for it, start getting season passes for it. That's how they're making the money right now. Same thing with Apex Legends, too, which is also a free game. So, and you know, you can get this and get fucking both games for free as well. So you can get 5 games on that shit right away.
Yeah, bitch.
You can download movies, too, right? You go to the store, you just buy the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, or stream it.
You don't
Netflix.
Need a Blu-ray player. You just
technically, you don't need it. Yeah,
just download the movie.
That's where Microsoft is probably going because they have their xCloud shit too. So I think they're trying to wean people into an all digital world. So they
I still
can just run
it's
like
too
that.
Expensive though. I think like 200.
That's what people were saying. That's what people were expecting.
They're overcharged. It's like back to the PS3 days. Like when PS3 was hot, they just charged whatever they wanted for it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember how much that shit? That was like $500, $600, something crazy like that for PS3.
Yeah, it was just fucking expensive when it first came. It was like $600 when it first came out.
It was ridiculous, dude. Like none of them were ever as bad as PS3 was.
No.
Anyway, okay, so I got another one here.
All right,
3 of those motherfuckers too. About 3 PS3s.
The Addams Family. Anybody a fan of those motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the new Addams Family show?
I have not.
Oh, we got a little trailer here for you.
All right.
After apparently these messages, bitch ass YouTube.
So let's wait 10 seconds.
Here.
I remember the movies. I remember the old TV show and the cartoons.
Well, check this
There's
out.
There's a lot of fucking shit for that.
Oh, it's CGI.
Just shut the fuck up. Such a hater, Will.
This is an average American family. And so is this. And so are these. Every family is different, but some families are more different than others.
Get
out! This looks like a...
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
It's Halloween, cool. So animated Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, anime is gonna be on CBS All Access.
Oh, what? It's not gonna be like theater shit.
No, this is a show.
Oh, it's a show. It's not a movie. My bad.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a show.
Okay, that's cool.
Now you make me wonder, but I think it's gonna be a show. I like the designs of them. I like how they changed it up, but not too much.
Yeah.
It looks pretty fun. I like the voices a lot. That's what was actually surprising me, how much I was okay with them. And, yeah. I don't know, what they're, how funny or how good it's gonna be.
You sunk my battleship!
Well done, Pugsley! Is it a movie?
I wish something would liven up this already tedious day.
Is that Christina Ricci coming back?
That's Oscar Isaacs is the voice of Gomez. That's crazy.
Yeah, no,
oh,
it's
a
movie. Yeah.
Oh shit, it is a movie. But yeah, CBS All Access and Amazon Prime.
What the fuck?
It's gonna be on both. It's gonna be a streaming movie, I guess.
No, in real 3D and digital.
It's in theaters.
It's weird. My news says it's CBS All Access and
what the fuck?
Maybe they'll do it in both. I guess maybe because I heard they're already doing the first Netflix theater. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard something about that before.
Yeah, in Hollywood, they're turning one of those old famous theaters into the first Netflix theater.
That's cool.
Steven Spielberg gonna be mad as shit. You really don't like Netflix.
He was really mad about that Roma movie.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, he's pretty pissed about that shit, so he's gonna be real mad when he finds out about that Hollywood shit. But yeah, it's gonna be CBS All Access and Prime Video, and apparently in theaters too, on Halloween. It looks really cool. I'm interested. I want to give it a shot and see what it's all about. Hopefully it's good like DuckTales and not bad like Hellboy. Because apparently Hellboy is not very good.
Oh, it wasn't? That sucks.
But the ratings are so bad, dude. That's why I was so sad. Actually, the Rotten Tomato score, it's like 15% or something.
15?
It's low. It's super low, bro. It's bad. And yeah, that's funny because I was saying that there was nothing wrong with the previous arc. And they wanted to make one more movie just to finish their shit. Like, I don't see why they felt they had to re-jump it. They should have just fucking finish it. Because, like, if you have something... Maybe it wasn't the best comic movie, but it was like a 7 out of 10. I'm like, if you got a 7 out of 10, why are you going to gamble with it and maybe hit something lower? You know what I mean? Like, just roll with what's working for now and try to make that really good and see how it goes. But no, they wanted to restart it. And they wanted to make a more R version, and it just, I heard, it crashed with it.
I was kind of looking forward to that, too.
No, I was excited to see it. When I came back to America, I was going to watch it. And then I saw the fucking Rotten Tomato reviews, and I was like, no. And I started watching my YouTubers, and they were just, like, shaking their head, like,
aww.
And I was like, 3 minutes, just... You could tell they're just, like, disappointed, like, oh, man. They're, like, wasted potential. That's the main word I keep hearing said was wasted potential and shit. And I'm like, oh. But I haven't seen it, though, so I'm not going to say I judge it from experience. This is what I keep hearing.
All right, I'm just going to wait for Redbox, then.
I guess. Look at the Rotten Tomatoes for yourself, but that's why I already knew.
All right. Any of the news?
Yeah, I guess I have, wait, do I have one more thing?
Because I'm out. Actually, I got one thing I want to bring up. I got two things to bring up real quick. They're not news, though.
Okay, go ahead, bring one thing up, and I'll bring up one other thing. It's real quick what I got to say.
Go for it, because mine might be a discussion.
The Gifted is canceled.
Oof.
The X-Men show. The Vox X-Men thing?
The one that I told you actually had potential. Like, I watched the first episode. It's
fucking
pretty
Mickey Mouse
good.
Came through. It was like fucking...
Yeah.
With the samurai. He snapped that shit out.
Like, he's like, everyone can't make it, you know? what
damn,
else?
Okay.
I think that's all I want to say. The Bebop cast I already mentioned.
Why have we not mentioned the Star Wars trailer?
Maybe because I don't know. Actually, there is one thing, because I told a lot of motherfuckers that thought Last Jedi didn't make any sense. I told them it's all gonna make perfect. Like, a lot of people were saying, oh, Rey has too many powers. She's so, like, why is she so powerful? I was like, well, if she's a fucking clone of Palpatine, which he was working on clones before he died, it would make perfect sense why she has all those powers, because she's made to inherit them. And guess what we heard at the end of the fucking trailer? Palpatine's fucking laugh.
I was wondering whose laugh that was. I thought it was fucking Snoke, because I still think Snoke's alive.
We might find out how he was working for
Palpatine. But everyone was telling me Palpatine. I was like, oh shit, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, Disney confirmed it was him too.
Oh shit.
And like, so, I don't know if I mentioned it on Unfocus. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it at some point in an early episode. Go back and, if you can let me know which episode, let me know. But I'm pretty sure I mentioned that shit
before.
$5
from us.
You know?
If you can find that episode.
$5 from Will. but yeah, I was like, I called it. Jakku was the last place with the last cloning facility. It makes total fucking sense who Rey is. They had Luke Skywalker's hand. Maybe they blended Skywalker in his cells, so they have the dark side and the light side, which it seems like she has both. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know. I might be a genius. I don't know. You know? But I don't know. What do you think about it, AJ? Will?
It's just a laugh. That tells me nothing. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. It could be a flashback. It could be a ghost.
I mean, yeah. It confirms what I had said, though.
That he has some involvement.
Yeah, he has some involvement. His last cloning facility was on Jakku. That's where the Empire fell, was Jakku.
From the little teaser trailer that we did get, I know you're the big Star Wars fan.
He's the big Star Wars fan. I retired.
You retired? Yeah. Oh, shit. When did you retire?
When Disney bought the fucking license.
Oh, wow. I know you're retired.
Actually, he did call that he wasn't going to like it when they bought it. I told him to give him a chance. He's like, nah. And he didn't like it.
He's just playing hard to get, that's all. He just wanted to admit that it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I had that long discussion about The Last Jedi.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That's when the movie came out.
I think that's when I said about her being a clone. Like, it would make sense.
Maybe.
But we'll go back.
So no thoughts from you about the trailer teaser that we got?
I'm not excited for it.
We got Lando, no?
Yeah, well, I knew that was going to happen. I
didn't know that was going to happen.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know if they were going to use him either. I know they said that they might, but...
And then apparently they got some footage of Carrie Fisher still, which is like, oh, shit.
That's cool. I'm glad that they filmed enough that they can still put her in the movie.
Yeah.
Even just a little while.
And you know Luke's going to be a Force ghost for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that.
And,
But we kind of got nothing, though, from the movie, huh?
No.
The trailer.
I will say, the person piloting that TIE fighter absolutely better be fucking Kylo Ren, because if it's not Kylo Ren, who has a personal beef with her and is trying to run her over like that, it's retarded for someone to kill a person in a TIE fighter that way.
Or what if it's a Knight of Ren?
That's also retarded. Oh, okay. They got no personal beef with her. You just want her
Unless
dead.
Ren's like, get that bitch.
If you got a personal beef with her and you want her dead, you fly above her and you shoot down at her. You don't try to fucking run her over while she's on the ground. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe Rey already took out the lasers and they had no choice.
Shut
the fuck up, AJ, because you might be right about that. Well, that actually sounds pretty plausible. All right, we're going to talk about something else now because I don't like to be wrong.
I'm going to wait for another trailer. I'm going to wait for something that shows a little bit
okay.
more.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I honestly had no thoughts really. Like, okay, this looks interesting, but I don't know. This is like fucking Avengers Endgame all over again. Like, I don't know what's going on, but cool scenes. Thank you.
You know, the sad thing is, like, Disney has hurt me so much over these Star Wars movies. And, like, I don't want to give them another chance, but I know when the movie comes out, I'm going to go to the theaters. I'm going to give them my money.
You're still going to give it to them, yeah. Don't front.
I'm going to go watch it.
You might as well not be super negative before you get in there if you're going to watch it anyway. Might as well just be open-minded.
If I'm negative, then...
But you already are.
Yeah. If you're open-minded, then anything's a surprise. If you're just negative, then you're going to be like, okay, yeah, it sucked, just like I thought.
Yeah, you're exactly. Yep.
Like an old grumpy person. Do you want to be an old grumpy person, Will?
Yeah, I know, already I don't. There.
I'm
He's already
I'm
there.
I'm pretty much there.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you. You know yourself. All right, AJ? What else do you want to say? You want to say something else?
Oh, yeah. So I noticed a couple weeks ago, you actually put out a tweet for our tweet from our Twitter.
Yeah.
At Unfocus28, you asked people, what is your favorite fighting game of the 90s? Mm-hmm. I had no idea you did this until I started getting at messages. I was like, what the fuck's going on? the Kodiak says Killer Instinct.
Oh, wow. Good choice.
We also got Cozy-chan, who said Mortal Kombat.
Wow, I got some interesting answers.
And then we also got the legendary Richie Manic. I think I have a clip for him.
Hey guys, what's up? Martini here.
For Martini Gaming. That's
right.
That's not his actual thing, though. But anyways. Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would say, too.
All of them, he said.
All of them. I like he said Street Fighter 2, though, because, yeah. Oh, all of the Street
Fighter
2.
All of them. All the Street
Fighter 2s. Okay. Good answer.
But, yeah, those are some answers from my Twitter.
Thanks for announcing that, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed it, like, right away until, like, after, like, the last show. I was like, what the fuck? Actually, before the last show, I noticed it. I wanted to do it last show, and I completely forgot.
You know,
I brought it up.
Thank you guys all for responding, because that's going to make me more encouraged to put out some more tweets and get some more fun answers out of this.
Yeah.
You know, be cool interaction with the fans.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys should have a night where you just play old fighting games.
I think we've done shit like that, but yeah, we could do that again.
It's been a while. I think we do that for fun. Like, it's on the side, and we get bored right away because, like, fuck this game. Like, this game sucks. Let's go back to this. Like,
one time we did a game tour. Remember we played, like, all the old fighting games we used to play, and we were getting annoyed and, skipping over. And we ended up back at, like, Tekken 4, and we played that for a long time. Like, I think we got stuck on some old game, like, either Soul Calibur 2.
Probably Soul 2. I wouldn't doubt it was Soul 2.
Yeah, and then, or Tekken 4, one of those, and we were just like, oh, we're just going to fucking play this right now.
You know what I want to play? Primal Rage. I happened to listen to episode 115, I think is what it was, which was like, I don't know, I forgot why I looked up that one specifically, but, or was it 118? I looked up a specific number for some reason, I don't know what it was, but I was talking about Primal Rage, I was like, oh yeah, I got that Midway collection on PS2, and it has all fighting games on it, and Primal Rage is one of them, so I'd be down to do that at least.
Primal Rage would be fun. Clay Fighters was pretty good too.
Who did Clay Fighters?
It's got to be the same people that did Earthworm Jim.
I think it was Rare, wasn't it?
Rare did Earthworm Jim.
I think it was Rare. I think you're right. That sounds right for some reason.
Do you have the Ninja Turtle fighting game?
Tournament Fighters? No, I don't.
Oh, that would be fucking
Wait,
fun.
Do you mean the SNES one? Because I have the game that has that minigame in it.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't a minigame. It was actually Tournament Fighters. It was
it's a full Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I'm talking about, you remember the minigame that was in the in Turtles in Time? It was like a mini fighting room. Where you just pick one of the four turtles and you fight each other.
I want to play that. That sounds
dude. Look, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you about that shit. Hold on.
Damn, I need to like build my arcade machine because I have an emulator for arcade machines, and Turtles is on there.
Yeah.
Turtles in Time actually, and so is fucking Puzzle Bubble.
I'll do it later.
You know what else is fun? All the King of Fighters before they.
From the 90s. What is my favorite fighting game from the 90s? I'm gonna say Tekken. Tekken 2.
Fighting game from the 90s.
That's the one I played the most as far as fighting games go. I played a little bit of Street Fighter back then, but not enough to like understand what the fuck I was doing. Mortal Kombat, same thing. But Tekken 2 was the first game that I actually like, you know, learned to play and actually like went through a move list and fucking beat the all like play the game with every character to unlock all the characters and all that. Like Tekken was that first game I did that with.
I remember the very first fighting game I got super into. I can't.
And that was in 90. That was like 96 or some shit like that. 97?
Fuck. I don't know.
You have an answer for your question, T?
Definitely Street Fighter 2 or...
I guess Street Fighter 2 for me, too.
From the 90s, Marvel versus Capcom.
Marvel vs. Capcom was 90s or early 2000s?
I think it was still 90s, right? Am I wrong? Is it 98?
Children of the Atom and Marvel Superheroes for sure.
Oh, you're right. Let me look that up. Hold on.
X-Men versus Street Fighter was probably like... The edge of 2000.
You might be right about that. Let me actually, you know.
What system did it come out for? Because it was in Marvel 2 on Dreamcast, so it had to be before that then.
Marvel 1 was on PS1.
And Dreamcast.
No, it wasn't Marvel 2 on Dreamcast? Because that's how they played it at tournaments for a long time. And Dreamcast came out in 99.
Marvel 1 was on PS1 for sure. I don't know about Dreamcast. Let's see.
Marvel's Capcom 2
then
was
in
on,
that
was
case,
on,
I would say it was 90 then.
It was on PS2 and Dreamcast, but the PS2 version came out a little bit later. And it was very limited.
And PS2 came out like early 2000, right?
Yeah.
2002, 2003, something like that.
Yeah, because I played the crap out of Marvel's Capcom 2 when I had it on PS2. But before that, I guess... God, yeah, I guess Street Fighter. Yeah.
Tekken.
Well, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 came out in 2000 on the dot. So that answers your question right there. Marvel vs. Capcom is definitely in the 90s.
All right, then. Cool.
Yeah, 1998. Yeah, I called it.
Oh, shit.
Called it, 98. X-Men vs. Street Fighter was 96. And Marvel Super Heroes was 97.
Those games were great.
Yeah, those games were good.
Tekken 2 came out in...
Oh, shit. Battle Arena Toshinden. That was my fucking
That was
jam.
A cool game.
96. I played all
Wait,
three.
Wait, I only played the Game Boy version.
Oh, you played the wrong version.
Yeah,
it was kind of weak.
It looks ugly today. Like, if you look at the graphics, they look fucking horrendous. But, man, that shit was fun. I played the chick with the tonfas, and then that kid with the chainsaw.
No, you said tonfas.
Oh, ton.
Tollums technically is like tonfas.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And then there's this dude with a chainsaw and a pistol. He looked fucking cool, too.
All right. Anyone got some plans for their unfocused weeks?
Finish this manga, the Splatoon manga. Do that, and then probably go pick up my Sonic comic at some point, and maybe the next Power Ranger. Oh yeah, I finished my Power Ranger, Volume 2 shit too. Pretty interesting. Although, for some reason, the story just flipped all of a sudden. Like, one arc ended, and all of a sudden, Zordon's defeated, and Rita's taking over the Earth and shit. I was like, what the fuck? When did this shit happen?
Damn, that's
kind of what's going on right now. Yeah, it just fucking Time's all of a good. Sudden. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck, how that happened. It's like, did I skip something? Like, what the fuck just happened? Anyways, that's what's going on right now in the arc that I'm reading with Mighty Morphin, not Go-Go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you got any plans for your...
Oh, yeah, and Soul Calibur. I want to do some more like Mina, maybe some Shanghua. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways. All right, Wags?
I'm going to play some fucking Soul Calibur on Steam since I have it linked to your thing.
Yeah, I told you got that.
And some more Dead by Daylight, and I'm going to try to play some Twilight Princess. I'm stuck in the snow dungeon.
I just don't you got to keep going.
Don't want to fucking do it.
You got to do it. You got to keep going. It gets better after that for sure.
Oh, gosh, why is this game just
so... Oh, so you went back to Twilight, huh?
I've been on Twilight.
I know, but last time you talked to us, and you were like, you gave up on it. Yeah, you were like, I hate that shit. You went and played some other shit for a long time.
We also gave him shit about it, so I think maybe that's why.
I switched over to A Link to the Past.
Yeah.
And I passed it. I got through it so quick. Because I love that game.
Yeah. Dude, put the energy into Twilight, bro. It's good. It's not as good as Link to the Past, because that's the fucking shit, but it's still really good.
I'm trying to... I just gotta sit down and force myself.
Once you get more cool items and shit, you're gonna have a lot more fun once you get flexible in the world. Anything else here on Focus Week?
That's pretty much it.
Alright, and as for me, definitely Soul Calibur is my focus. I wanna go to Wednesday Night Fights next week for sure. Probably gonna watch some more Doom Patrol. I haven't got to watch any since I've been in Japan. I'm gonna go on some YouTube videos and see that One Piece 360 movie thing I was telling you guys about. I wanna show it to you guys. It was pretty cool. And then, other than that, Endgame next week. Me and AJ
Thursday.
Yeah, me and AJ are both going to be busy watching it. We're going to say if we're hyped and awake enough that we'll come back and do a surprise episode or at least a mini review or something, you know?
Yeah.
But no promises on
no
that.
No promises.
We might be tired as fuck.
We'll probably have a show before that anyways.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we'll do our show like normal next week, and then right after that, I'm pretty sure we're going to be heading out.
I might have to do it earlier, though. Watch it. I might have to do it early.
It'll probably be a short episode next week, because we went through a lot of news right now.
We can go over, maybe we can do a video talking about a lot of theories and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely cut it, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Do like
see how right and how wrong we are.
Damn, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, come back and do like part two of the episode or something.
Like fuck, we were completely off.
Yeah, completely wrong. We won't tell you guys what happened, but we were just wrong. That's all we're going to say. We're wrong.
Or I fucking told you. I knew that shit was going to happen.
Right?
Like, one of either ways.
But yeah, that's about it for Unfocus. That was episode 218, the Slugma episode. Thank you guys for joining us on our return and for our birthday.
Yeah, our 11th birthday. Send us cookies. I don't know.
Or anything, you know. We'll take presents.
Any last words, anyone?
Fucking for the watch.
For the watch. All right, well, now our watch has ended.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Our watch actually hasn't ended, just saying. We'll be back.
Don't forget to subscribe!